Is it time that we stop glorifying these serial killers, these killers out here, shooting up schools and the whole nine?
Right.
I don't know how y'all feel about it.
Yeah.
But now when I see CNN spending the whole day showing this individual, you know, I think, you know, you tell the story, you get the news out there. But, you know, if I have to see another video of that one kid out in California,
right?
You know, if I had to see one more video of him, you know, I'm going to vomit.
Anderson Cooper, he's on CNN, and I know on his show he made a statement saying that he won't say the shooter's name.
Don't say the name. Don't show the face. Mm-hmm. I mean, for what? Let's talk about the victims here, and that's it.
He's been the one that came out and did that.
And the thing is, now, if people want more information, all they have to do is Google it, look on the internet. You know, we don't have to see it on TV.
Journalism is a ruthless business because it's all about sex, violence, murder. Those things get ratings.
Yes.
You know, and that's the catch 22. But I think at some point, we got to take a stand. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. Goodbye.
Next line. Good morning.
Yes, I think it's definitely a catch 22 because you don't want to glorify the violence, but you also, you have to acknowledge the victims. You don't want their stories to get brushed by the wayside because, I mean, what if you on the other side of the fence and it's your child that's been victimized in that situation?
Yeah, I get that. I do understand that, you know, we need that information, but it's a business for CNN. It's a business for these news outlets.
Tweet,
you know, listen,
tweet.
We have to do it too. We have to disseminate information that we don't want to, but I'll be damned if we're going to glorify these people, you know. Tweet mail, go ahead.
Yeah, Sweet Tyra says, I think it contributes to the problem, but I think it goes way deeper into mental issues and video games and movies kids watch. Not Trying to Be Rude says, Russ, I disagree. I think a crazy person will still go on with their actions, even if we don't put the picture or the name out. Jamaican Star 217 says, I feel like that is a great idea. However, many of these folk are sick and are going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but 1-877
Par Show.
They say that they were inspired by another act that went down most of the time.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's a number of issues going on here. I agree with you that they should not be glorifying these serial killers. And at the same time, like you just said, you know, the next serial killer is like, oh, he did it. I'm going to do it better.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to do something bigger. But the bigger problem is we need to start educating ourselves because the same thing that they're glorifying, they try to ban us from listening to hip-hop and the different TV shows and movies that we watch. And we need to educate ourselves on this because at the end of the day, like, I'm sitting here now, I was able to get through just like that. But if you were talking about Beyonce,
but let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. It's like music and movies and these things are mostly fictional stuff. The lyrical content that you hear, because I got in a little debate with somebody talking about it's the music and you should be ashamed of yourself, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to blame music for society's ills. However, somebody going and shooting up a school in Oregon is not reality. It's not a reality series. It's real. It's not fiction. It's really happening. That is something that's tangible. Lives are really lost instead of somebody faking it on a hip-hop record. I think everybody's kind of, not everybody, but I would say a majority of people know what's legitimate and what's not. But that on TV, showing the killer's face over and over again, I think something needs to be done. 1-877 Par Show, good morning, hello.
Hey, good morning to you.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
First of all, and I'm going to be the one to do it. You have to blame Fox News for all of this stuff. They're making this stuff so political, and they're the ones that's glorifying stuff like that. For instance, that married couple that went and did that shooting of those two police officers. You had Fox News. Those were the same people that was out there with that rancher saying that if the federal government came out there and did anything, they were going to be the first ones, you know, to start that quote-unquote revolution. These news leaders, these news outlets don't understand this is a dangerous game they're playing. And these people are seeing this stuff, and running
you know
with
what? You are right. You are right about Fox News because they give a platform to Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah Palin whistles that dog whistle all the time. She's the one who runs in theaters and yelling fire.
Yep.
When she said that guy, when they went and got that guy back for an exchange of prisoners.
Yes.
Yeah, the Taliban. She said, well, he better, because they said all he could speak was Arabic or whatever he has in accent, he better learn how to speak English. That's a dog whistle to all them backwoods mouth breathers going like, he ain't American.
Right.
When I see him, see, she, you know, listen, I don't want to blame her for crazy people, but she doesn't understand the damage that she's doing.
Right.
By yeah, planting a seed.
Fox, let me tell you something. The people that run Fox, they know, and they get great ratings.
Ratings,
they get great
ratings.
Because people, I have friends, intelligent friends, who really listen to Fox, and they think it's real news. I'm like, listen, I've done the news. I know that they're picking and choosing the stories that they want to do, the ones that are for their demographic. And
do you know what their demographic is? Freitas.
What?
Their demographic is Bill O'Reilly's biggest listening audience starts at age 71.
I believe it.
That stuff is for older people.
Yep.
Okay?